Welcome to Glow Time with Dr. J. I am Dr. April Johnson, the author of My Joy is Power. And this is our author to author segment, which I'm super excited to have Miss Elizabeth Myers, that wrote the book Undefeated, From Trial to Triumph. I'm loving it already. How to fight. How to stop fighting the wrong battles and start living victoriously. That is amazing all by itself. It sounds like you're all in my book already.
Yeah.
So tell me, author, blogger, I read a little bit of your bio, and tell me a little bit about yourself, Mrs. Elizabeth, author Elizabeth Myers.
Yes. Definitely. Thank you for having me on today. I'm happy to be here. My family is, we're a military family. My husband's active duty Air Force. He's a fighter pilot. So we move around a lot and we have 8 awesome kiddos plus a bonus son in heaven. And that's kind of what prompted my book is the story of losing my son in the second trimester. But so our family is kind of a cross between a zoo and a circus and, you know, just it's fun. We have a lot of fun. We make a lot of noise. We make a lot of messes. And we just feel really blessed to be able to enjoy so many people in our family.
Absolutely. That is amazing. So already I have 4. Awesome. I'm married with, I have 3 biological and 4. And I do have some rainbow babies. And thank God through the trial, through the triumph. Amen. Yes. We don't look like what we've been through. Would you say that?
I know. Yeah, definitely. I'm sorry for your loss.
I'm so sorry for yours. Mm-hmm. And actually, you know, I don't say our loss. It's just that their soul is always with us in heaven. But we carry our babies, don't we? Doesn't matter if it's for a minute or for 9 months or for a lifetime. That's and right. So that is amazing. So how would you like to start? I'm just waiting for you to begin to tell me your story.
Yeah,
your
sure. Testimony. Definitely. Yeah. I grew up in a Christian home, but I didn't really, you know, really figure out what it meant to kind of walk with Jesus on a daily basis until I got on my own in college. Prior to that time, I kind of just thought church was just something you did on Sunday and that was it. So in that time in college, I really grew spiritually. You know, I got married to an amazing godly man. You know, we started our family and life was chugging along. And I thought things were going really well. Looking back now, I call that time kind of my fair weather faith. It was like, I wouldn't have said this to you, but I kind of had this belief of, oh, if I, you know, do all the do's and avoid all the don'ts and, you know, if I'm tight with God, then everything's just going to go swimmingly and life's going to be awesome.
Yes. And then
life didn't go awesome. Yes. Life kind of fell apart on me. There was a lot of things leading up to it. There was a lot of painful situations I walked, but the climax of that then was losing my son in the second trimester.
Oh, wow.
And I just really struggled with that. Just the whole way that his body was born was very traumatic. We were on vacation. You know, it happened suddenly at my parents' house with no warning. And, you know, just holding his tiny little body in my hands. And I relived that for months and years afterwards. It was just a really hard day. And I had to make some decisions that day that I was not really prepared to make. We went to the hospital afterwards, you know, and they wouldn't return his body to me. So I was never able to have a burial or any kind of service for him, you know, and that just really wounded me. So I just had all this pent up grief that I didn't really know what to do with. Our culture doesn't really know how to mourn the loss of a child that hasn't been born yet. In medical communities, in spiritual communities, in friendships, it was just kind of like, oh, that's okay. That happens to a lot of women. Just move on. And I couldn't move on. I was stuck. And so I just really fell into a place of depression. And then because of that, thinking was just really, it's like poisoned thinking. Everything became negative. And I felt like God had abandoned me. So then that really just my faith went off the rails. And looking back now, I can see how God was in all that. And I can see how even though I let go of God's hand, he never let go of mine. I am so grateful for his faithfulness.
He never does he?
Yes. Even when we are not faithful, God is always faithful.
Yes.
And I can see that now. But at the time in my depression, I couldn't. And so as basically I got to the point where it just got unbearable. I'm like, I have to do something. I went through several years of faking it, and that doesn't heal anything. So I reached out, I got help, some professional help and some self-help in several different areas, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I saw a Christian counselor. I went to my pastor. I restarted my prayer times in the morning, all these different things that I did. I got my health, my physical health in order. You know, as a mother of eight and homeschooling, my self-care was
your last
at the bottom of the list. Line. Yeah. Yes. And we cannot do that to ourselves. No. I finally had to admit that I can't serve my family. I can't serve God if I don't take care of myself first. Exactly. I know, as Christians, we're kind of taught of, oh, you put yourself last. But you can only do that for so long. Really, we have to be good stewards of the body that God has given us so that we can serve Him, because that's what ties us here to this earth. Amen. So I kind of have this holistic approach about it. And partway through my journaling time in the morning with God is when I went, I think I'm writing a book, you know, and I really just felt kind of, you know, that holy pressure of God. Other people are suffering and they need to hear what you've learned, what I've taught you.
Absolutely. That
God blesses us, not just so that we'll be blessed, but so that we can be a blessing to others. Absolutely. So that was really where the birth of the book came from. And now I'm working on the second one. It's called Undaunted, and it's more the nitty gritty of what I do on a daily basis to grow resiliency in these areas. So that's due out at the beginning of 2021. So I'm working on that right now. Yeah.
So there's some great pointers that points that you pointed out. And I just wanted to bring our readers back and also our listeners that some things that we go through, it is a process. Mm-hmm. And when we don't realize that our story, our test is actually turning into a testimony.
Yes.
And our mess is really turning into a message, right?
Yes.
And so
I heard you say that. That's what I'm like, I've got to be on that podcast because that is so true. Yes.
Oh, amazing. God is so good. And we are part of the authors, you know, there's several different authors groups on Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. And God is just so amazing because I reached out in faith. We've never met, but look at our stories. Mm-hmm. It's just so amazing. Every story that I have been contacting, as the Spirit leads me to do an author to author segment for Glow Time with Dr. J, because I am a Christian counselor and I do counsel those that are wounded, whether it's through marriage, whether it's through individual counseling, even domestic violence, you know, suicidal, as well as miscarriages and men that are dealing with anger issues. Mm-hmm. We don't deal with that in our society. And going back to the part that in the medical community, it's like, oh, you can have another child. You're still young. Don't worry about it, because they don't know. And what I learned in, you know, and you said culture, that's very important, because we don't realize that culture plays a significant part in our spiritual, our mental, our physical, and even in our health wise, right? Mm. And I want to say the Asian, they teach life with death. They teach a holistic, and God taught me that back when I had my rainbow baby, right? Mm-hmm. I had several, and believe it or not, I probably had like 5 to 6 miscarriages, but there was one particular one that I was in the second trimester and I had to go through the DNC, right? Mm-hmm. I had 2 of them, and those 2 were very, 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 very traumatic. And I too had an anger with God, and I was like in a process of being strong for the Lord, and the Lord would give me a word for Elizabeth Myers and every other Myers in the world, but the Lord did not tell me. I was so taken back. You know, but God used that to tell me that even with Elisha, it took the servant Gehazi to tell him what the woman needed. Mm-hmm. And I never saw that. So even as a believer and full with the Holy Spirit, it says in Corinthians that we only know in part, right? And we see in part, but when he that comes, we will know what? In completeness. Mm-hmm. So through our journey, right? And I'm so grateful that you're being transparent and also vulnerable during this time, because you are helping others. You're helping, and not only helping others, you're helping yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because many of us, we hold these ideas to ourselves, and that creates the mental unhealthy ways. Mm-hmm. But it's healthy to talk about your experience. It's healthy to talk about your pain, because in that, I always say that the devil cannot get any glory in the light, right?
Yes, amen. That is darkness, so true.
Darkness does not comprehend the light. So when you bring it to light and you allow God to illuminate his power on your story, look at the beauty, right? Beauty for ashes, right? And
exactly.
And the oil of joy for mourning. Glory mm-hmm. be to God.
Yes.
So in their story, tell me this, when was it published? And also, what are you looking to gain from sharing your story with your audience?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was actually published about 3 years ago, back in 2017.
Oh, wow.
But it's been recent. I just kind of published it and put it out there. And, you know, I have a blog. I'm more of a writer by nature. But okay. Recently, I've been feeling God kind of calling me to expand a little bit. Not everybody who needs to hear this message likes to read a book. A lot of people like to hear it auditorily. Some people like to watch videos. And so I've just really been impressed by the Lord that it's not about the book or the writing per se, it's about the message. And
yes,
there
you go.
Infinite ways to get the message out there. And so through both of these books, I'm really just hoping to encourage other people who, for whatever reason, you know, they may not have lost a child, but there's all kinds of struggles that we have. And particularly this year has just been really rough on so many
yes.
people in so many ways.
Yes.
And just to come alongside people and say, you're not alone. And even
yes.
if it feels like God has abandoned you, he never will. We can always look to the cross and see how much God loves us.
That is so amazing.
I encourage people all the time to get the help you need. It's okay if you're not okay.
Yes.
And it's okay to admit that.
Yes.
And it was that pride and kind of shame, especially as a Christian,
yes.
that
mm-hmm.
kept me in bondage for so long. I mean, it's exactly like you said. In the dark, it festers. But when we bring these things to the light, it dissipates. And
yes, it does.
Yeah. So absolutely. I really just want to encourage other people to say, you know, just stick your hand up and say, hey, I'm not okay. And I'm a safe place to say that to. My readers will write to me often and say, hey, you know, this is what I'm struggling with. And I've actually started
yes.
like a whole prayer list for people. Because when I am transparent and I say, look, this is my struggle mm-hmm. and I've dealt with depression, I've dealt with anxiety and, you know, I take medication daily for it. I've been to Christian counseling. I've been through a healing process mm-hmm. that I walked through with the Lord.
Amen.
It gives others the courage to do the same.
Yes.
To get healing
yes.
for their
even
situation.
And that's so true. I'm so glad you said that because, you know, I'm a pastor and I have went through a situation at my job that totally shattered. It actually created anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I was going through panic attacks and I went mm-hmm. through counseling and I was like, Lord, how can I be going through this? Right. I'm injecting and I'm full of joy. I'm Mrs. Mm-hmm. Joy. You know, I'm always bubbly and everything, but I went through a season of the enemy, just like David. And even with Paul, he says that he was buffeted. Right. Mm-hmm. And he had a thorn in his side. Mm-hmm. And so this was what the Lord told me. He said, this is a thorn in your side. Whether I heal you or not, you're going to have to live and get through this thorn. Mm-hmm. And with the power of God, he also shared and said, we are not super, you're not superwoman.
Yeah, I know, but darn, right?
That,
I want to be.
But there are times. But there are times when God's grace and mercy and power is upon us, we can do supernatural things. Mm-hmm. And so we forget that when the anointing lifts off of us for that assignment or that season, you still got to live in this body. Right?
Yeah.
And
exactly.
So I went through counseling and the Lord allowed me to go through that so that I could learn the techniques and I could mm-hmm. learn the secular way and the gospel way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm a Christian counselor, because I can pray and I can, you know, minister the word of God as mm-hmm. well as do meditation, which is in the word of God,
mm-hmm.
which is also breathing techniques. The principles of God is universal. Amen.
Right. I say all truth is God's truth.
Amen. And truth. And that's why we have to realize that when the medical medicine taps in, God gave us medical doctors. Exactly. He gave us medicine in the earth to heal. And that's why he says all sufficiency is his. Mm-hmm. He is El Shaddai, all sufficient. Right. I will provide. And so when we recognize that, I truly believe that we become more empowered. And by going through the steps that you've gone through, and today, I just wanted to also share with you, with mm-hmm. your prayer request, if you always want to join us, we also have a Saturday prayer, and it's a dialing from 10 to 11 every Saturday. And it's from all genres, all walks of life. And it is becoming so powerful that prayers are being answered, you know, and it doesn't matter if you say a short prayer or a long prayer or sing a song, but God wants to hear your voice. And just like your book, right? Mm-hmm. You are uniquely and wonderfully made in his sight. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And so tell me this, how would your readers, as well as, because we do have Glow Time with Dr. J, this is a real part of the podcast, as well as our author to author segment on our Facebook. So tell the, I will say readers, right?
Yeah.
Tell our audience how they can reach you.
Yeah, my website is elizabethmyers.me, and there's a bunch of great free resources on there. You mentioned prayer. That has been a huge part of my healing journey. And yes. I really initially struggled with how to pray or what do I pray, you know, mm-hmm. just like a gimme list. So mm-hmm. I've actually created a whole prayer guide based on the Lord's Prayer. And praying that way is so much more powerful to me, because it starts and ends with praise, and it speaks about the holy name of Jesus. Amen. And there's forgiveness and confession built in. So that's free on my website. You can just click on the prayer guide thing and download that.
Amen.
Yeah. And so that's probably the best way to reach me. If people want to reach out, you know, I do pray for people who contact me. So there's a contact me form also on the website, but on most social media, I'm at the Liz Myers. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you can find me there at those.
So it's at the D letter D?
No, the THELIZMEYERS. Yeah, Liz Myers that and Elizabeth good. Myers. All those were already taken. So I am the Liz Myers. I know that sounds a little
Liz Myers.
Goofy, okay. But
Listen, I am the Dr. April Johnson.
There you go.
And I was, and just as a testimony when you said that, because my website is draapriljohnson.com. Mm-hmm. And when it came through, I was like so amazed, because there are several Dr. April Johnsons in the world.
Yeah.
But I just want to share with you what God has for you is for you. Mm-hmm. And all the children that you have, you know, you have eight, it never replaces that one mm-hmm. that you know has a special, just like Jesus, you know, has for us, right? Mm-hmm. And even Jeremiah, he says, I knew you by name before I put you in your mother's womb. Mm-hmm. So I love it that you recognize, and as well as you pay homage to that experience, but also to life is precious, whether it's day one of pregnancy or day 150 years on the earth, right?
Exactly.
And so that helps us to value life. And each month we give a scholarship as well as to charity. We gave to Pregnancy Care Center, where I'm a board member. Awesome. And thank you. And we have been able to save many lives. It's not about politics. It's not about race. It's not about who's right or wrong. We just value life. And in this time of pandemic, life is so perilous and so precious, more than ever before.
Yes.
And we only get one life to live, right?
Right.
And so let's make it our best life. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And so final words, what would you like to share, or that we don't know, or you would like to just whatever's on your heart?
Yeah. So my passion is to kind of help people who are going through a rough time, and kind of help people who are going through adversity and difficulty. And we've kind of hit on this already, but the purpose of that is not just to survive this hard thing. It's to thrive in that and through that and after that, and to go back and kind of mine our pain once we find healing in the Lord. I feel like the place of our deepest pain is often the fertile ground for our biggest opportunity for ministry.
Yes.
And for helping Amen. Others. And I love the Amen. Scripture that says we will comfort others with the comfort that God gave us. Yes. And Amen. So as long as we're stuck in that place where we're just kind of spinning around and our focus is all on ourselves because we're hurting
Amen.
And we're Amen. Confused, we mm-hmm. can't do the mission that God's put us on this planet for. So when You're we can find healing, when we can reach out and say, I'm not okay. And God already knows that. He already knows we're not okay. Just reach out and say, I'm not okay and get help. And then the yes. next step is to go, why am I here? Why did God put me here? And then yes. to overcome your fear and take the steps to go do that. Yes. You know, before I started a blog or wrote a book or started a podcast, I didn't know any of those things. I just felt like God kind of nudging me and I just figure it out as I go. So yes. God will be with you too. And whatever thing he's called you to do, he will help you every step of the way.
Amen. Amen. And you keep saying it's okay to be not okay. And you would not believe that I did a segment for COVID Conversations. We have mm-hmm. a group on Facebook, and my podcast was September the 15th, which was a day before my mom's birthday. And she's gone to glory for 13 years. Mm-hmm. And I did a segment that said, it's okay not to be okay.
Exactly.
And you know, I'm never okay that my mom is gone. I'm never okay that the situation that we're in right now, you know, and not being able to hold our loved ones and even our friends and family that are going through. It's okay to say I'm not okay, even as a doctor, Christian counseling, pastor, you know, doesn't mm-hmm. matter. And I share that no matter what title you have, mom, dad, sister, brother, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It's okay to not be okay. And we actually went through meditation and breathing exercises. Mm-hmm. And we definitely have to monitor our health because it's our wealth, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. And the spiritual, the physical, the mental, the emotional, as well as the financial. Mm-hmm. It's all tied in to not being undefeated. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's tied in from being trial to triumph. We're all going to go through trials and tribulations. Mm-hmm. And just like Paul says, we should count it all joy.
That's right.
But we can't always count those blessings. Let's be honest, right?
Right. Yeah. Like, well, I believe that we're all created for victory, but it's just like having the winning lottery ticket. You got to get up and claim it. And if you're feeling defeated right now, that's not where God wants you to be.
Amen.
He has something better for you, but he needs you to take that step toward him. Whenever we turn our attention towards taking a step towards God, he comes running to meet us.
Yes, he does. Faith without works is dead. Mm-hmm. Show me your faith and you show me your works and we're going to make it. Amen. Mm-hmm. We're going to be victorious in Christ Jesus because mm-hmm. he said that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And I thank you, author, blogger, Elizabeth Myers. Yes. We thank you for taking the time, undefeated, trial to triumph. And you can reach her at the Liz Myers.
Yes. That's right.
Also, I just want to tell you again, thank you for your time. And this is not going to be our last. And I really know that God is connecting many believers in this time. It's a divine connection. Yes. And we will also be hosting a conference. And you will definitely be invited as one of our spokesmen because God has put so much in you. And it's this season, just like Esther, for such a time as this, that God would re-release it into the atmosphere to help those that are dying and those are hurting. Remember, the Great Commission is to compel those, right, to come to Christ. Amen. Amen. And we thank you and we appreciate you and you have a blessed time. You're welcome. Until next time with Dr. April Johnson, Glow Time with Dr. J. We will be looking forward to our author to author segment. Till the next time, may the blessings of the Lord make it thee rich and addeth no sorrow. God bless and have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.